There you go. I don't know if y'all heard about Robert De Niro's Manhattan home burned after the dryer caught fire.
No.
Yeah, yeah. So he made sure that the local firefighters were properly thanked. He stopped by and along with his wife to Engine Company 23 last Friday, got a tour of the firehouse, took photos with the staff, and gave everybody a big old huge catered lunch from his restaurant.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was. It was. Meanwhile, problems for Facebook game maker Zynga Incorporated, which reportedly closed its Cambridge office and laid off employees at other locations around the country yesterday.
Uh-oh.
We were talking about Farmville and how, you know, people, a lot of people have done that. And then there was Farmville 2. They did Mafia Wars also among the games. They did very well to begin with, but apparently people who play those online games have now moved on to other games. Zynga's stock has tubed now, more than 75% down this year.
Wow.
I was reading an article about Zynga, and well, first it started with Zynga and the idea that there are so many people working at Zynga who got stock inducements as part of their pay. And how a year ago, they really, 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 really had a lot of money. And they stayed because they thought it would continue to go up.
And now they really, 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 really don't.
And they can't go anywhere.
Right.
They're so invested in that. They've got to see it through. Somebody needs to come up with a new game to bring people back. But I would guess that they should have known the culture in that people will move on to something else.
Well, and some of it was, it became extremely vilified. I mean, I can remember post after post, stop sending me your stupid Farmville requests.
Oh, okay.
Because I was one of them.
I got you. Okay. Through Facebook, right?
And yeah.
So they would do that? Interesting.
It got old.
Well, again, I'm not Facebook, and the concept that I'd heard of Farmville sounded pretty bizarre that people wanted to kind of get involved on that level. But now that brings to question, there was a story I read over the weekend, is the same thing going to happen to Google? And here, don't have the article in front of me, but what they're talking about is it's called CPC, which is cost per click, advertising revenue. That's how Google makes their money. I mean, they've got those ads over there. And people click on the ads, and that's when you pay Google, and, you know, that's how they make their money in billions and billions. And they've expanded into so many different things. Google is, in fact, the generic, as we well know. Nobody really ever said, hey, I'm going to Yahoo that, right? So Google got to that generic position. But what they're saying now is that because so many people are going with their mobile devices when they're on the Internet, that Google is not getting the cost per click revenue that they thought they would. That's why their projection was down last week, and people panicked a little bit.
A lot bit.
And also, if you'll notice, Facebook was back up yesterday. Facebook closed at about $21 yesterday. So they started to climb up. I'm not going to say that they're anywhere near where they needed to be, obviously, based on the IPO.
Now, the IPO was like $35.
Right. So, yeah, they're not there yet and don't know if they will anytime soon. But there were people out there in the industry who were starting to say, now watch, the paint is kind of peeling on the corners at Google. Just be careful and be aware that there may be another big thing out there.
Well, the speculation has been the person that can find a way to make something sticky,
yeah,
online,
right,
or in advertising in general isn't the one that's going to win, because we use everything so much differently than we did even 5 years ago.
Sure. Sure.
And nobody's figured it out, because people just will not sit through a commercial.
No. And
unless it's right here on WTAW.
Yeah. And we like that. Well, and think about this. We'll go to it in a minute. We'll talk about that on your DVR in just a minute. But the idea is, because people are using Google differently now. When Google started, when it was hot, nobody thought about how everybody was going to be walking around basically with their internet device in their pocket,
right,
in a screen that was that size. People thought they'd be looking at 21-inch screens or bigger. And so you could put those ads over there in the corner, and people would click to them, and there'd be a revenue opportunity. But now, as you're looking at the smaller screen and older fingers like mine that might tremble and hit the wrong place, you know, we're not nearly as comfortable surfing through the internet on our wireless device as you are when you're sitting at home. So the way Google's being used is changing. And I don't know. I mean, today we get to see the new pad. Is that right? That's going to be smaller? Or did they?
That was yesterday.
It was yesterday. Okay, we get to see that kind of transitional, if you will, pad where maybe there is a life for Google there because that screen is big enough that you can touch and see an ad there. Other companies don't want to resize their landing page to fit onto the mobile device because it's so hard to read the dang print.
But everybody's going to have to.
Yeah, and they are because, again, and that's geared toward younger people. So how will you start marketing? Will you market to the 50-year-old differently than you will to the 18-year-old?
Oh, without question.
Yeah, and is there going to be enough of either one of those market shares to make you decide, you know, that's the course you want to take?
Well, it depends on what you're marketing, too.
Sure.
You're a lot more likely at 50 to buy a Beamer than you are at 18.
Yep. Now, again, now think about this. If you DVR and you fast forward through the commercials, what makes you stop? What makes you stop to go back and watch that commercial?
Nothing.
Okay. Well, for instance, like sometimes at our house, we'll do it with dogs. Okay, if it's a dog dressed up in something, we'll go back and see that story because that could be fun. See where it happens to be going. But again, that's a personal preference. That's not a general point of view. So
the only time I stop is when they run a promo in the middle of the commercials that's for the show you're watching.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You think it's that show.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's
interesting. They trick you.
That's interesting. Yeah, they do that. So, and again, that's if you're watching regular network. When you're watching TNT where the, you know, commercial breaks are 27 minutes long.
Yeah.
You know, talk about a DVR paying for itself right there.
I don't have DVR, so I don't actually do that. But
you don't
I will
have a
say,
TV.
Well, I do have a TV.
Okay.
It just doesn't have channels. But when I do watch television, I would say, I mean, how good is advertising anyway? Like, really, the only thing that catches my attention is commercials for food.
Okay, all right.
That really is the only thing.
What, as they slowly pull the slice of pizza up and the cheese strings down, which it never does. Which it never does
in
real
life. No.
And again, you can see, you know, they've done television shows on that about how food artists and how they make those things look like that.
It's glue.
But you see, again, and that's fine. That's what pushes your button. That's what makes you decide to stop and watch that commercial, and it is different, and they've got to find a way to make that generally work. Okay, now scientists and bureaucrats alike, very concerned about the Dead Sea. It's shrinking at an alarming rate, and nobody knows what to do.
Sea is dying.
Yeah, there you go. The body of water that served as a refuge, of course, for King David, has dropped a record 4.9 feet in the last year.
That's like,
wow.
That's like Travis in Austin.
In a year, that is a bunch of water. And the disappearing water is showing no signs of slowing down. As a point of comparison, the world's oceans that are rising at record rates have only gone up 4 to 8 inches in the past century.
Hmm.
So if we don't do something soon, there is the distinct chance that the Dead Sea, as we know it, could in fact disappear. The reason for the sinking sea, pretty straightforward. River water that feeds it being diverted for industry and farming. Pumping a bunch of the seawater or even fresh water won't work. You know, if you pump a bunch in there, the Dead Sea's composition is so unique that any change in salinization would deeply affect the local ecosystems. This puts the locals in a real quandary, obviously. On one hand, the Dead Sea's waters helping to keep the people fed, and the sea itself provides a much-needed flow of cash for tourism. Because, you know, you got to have the Dead Sea. People there, they want to see it.
Yeah.
Can't go in and take a picture of it. That wouldn't work very well.
Nope.
On the other hand, they're on track for destroying the very commodity that has helped that region to thrive in this time. So what do you do? I mean, what's the decision? So Dead Sea dying again, 4.9 feet. It has fallen in the last year.
That's crazy.
It is.
Friends bring jewelry into us for serious repair all the time. Sometimes they want their heirloom restored. I'm Sandy from Douglas Jewelers. Now what she leaves is often just a shadow of what it was. But that's before we work our magic. After, that's a beautiful moment. That's mine, she says, so surprised, with tears in her eyes. It's more beautiful than she imagined. Come see us at Douglas Jewelers. Experience for yourself the before and after of your fine jewelry magically made new.
Suddenlink is partnering with the Outdoor Channel from October the 22nd through November the 19th to make a difference right here in our area. Bring 10 canned food items by your local Suddenlink office between now and the 19th of November and receive a free upgrade or half price on a new service install. It's valued at $49. Suddenlink has the best entertainment and sports and lifestyle programming. And if you're not familiar with the Outdoor Channel, they've got Midway USA's Rapid Fire. This is history's greatest weapons. They go head-to-head. That's on Wednesday nights at 7. Grateful Nation. Go behind the scenes into the hunting fields with America's Disabled Veterans. That's Saturdays at 6:30 in the evening. Jim Shockey's Hunting Adventure. Check out the best hunting adventures from around the world. That's at 7 o'clock on Sundays in the evening. And The Choice with Ralph and Vicky, North America's favorite hunting couple. Each week, they see you get to see hunting at its finest. That's Mondays at 5:30. So do that. And, of course, as we've been telling you, get the fastest internet in town for as low as $20 a month. And SL200 HD TV, free HD when you bundle. So all of those things there and available. And remember, the Outdoor Channel and Suddenlink putting together the canned food situation where you can save some money. That's through the 19th. For more information, call 1-800-915-1866 to get the connection today, or go to suddenlink.com for more information.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold-cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations. Excludes premium subs, additional charge for extras, limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Subway, eat fresh.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum.
You know, John has a saying here, the door is always open. And I'd say that's been my experience. That's his philosophy of this dealership. His office is actually located right on the showroom floor where he's around, and he wants people to feel comfortable coming in here. If you need to see John, you can come here and see him. And he is a very approachable guy, and that's the message he sends to all of his people.
Caldwell Country and Rockdale Country, just a conversation away.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
About 8 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The Internet Hall of Fame has announced its nominees. Al Gore.
Are you serious?
Al Gore. Yep. Absolutely. He may, in fact, be the father of the Internet after all. Remember back in the 2000 election, he took some credit for creation of the Internet. Probably been vindicated today now that he is in the selected in the inaugural class of the Internet Hall of Fame.
How does that happen?
I don't know. They were announced yesterday or Monday, I guess, in Geneva, Switzerland. Much like the rock and roll counterpart, the Internet Hall of Fame, essentially an annual awards program, with a new website showcasing each inductee. In addition to Gore, honorees will include Craig Newmark, that'd be the Craig of Craigslist, and Tim Berners-Lee, who is the inventor of the World Wide Web.
As one person, not Al Gore?
No. But as one person said, a blogger wrote on Gizmodo, the architect who designed Fenway Park isn't in Cooperstown, but Babe Ruth sure is. So he thinks that people like Sean Fanning from Napster and Matt Drudge should be nominated. He said these are the people that have actually made the rest of the world aware of the Internet's power.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, one of the other first inductees will be Ray Tomlinson. Do you know Ray? No, you don't, do you?
No, sir.
He sent the first network email back in 1971.
Wow.
He's the one who made the historic choice to separate the name of his message's recipient from the name of the host computer by using the and sign. Because it was really a symbol that's not used very often in regular writing. And so, or the at sign. So that as a result, you have, you know, Scott@BrianBroadcasting.com. He was the one who did that. Now, obviously, one of the most recognized symbols out there the planet. And he's the guy who did it. All right. And finally, a new type of GPS device designed for nervous or older drivers. It's called the Granny Nav. The Granny Nav.
That's going to go over well.
It is. It steers drivers away from tricky intersections, busy roads, and traffic jams. Best of all, it helps the nervous Nellies by displaying routes with only right turns.
Oh, good heavens.
Or left turns if it's the appropriate country.
Yeah, there you go. Yep,
that GPS not yet available, but they're working on it.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hillco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hillco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Over the last few years, the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition has helped thousands of guys lose stubborn fat, build lean muscle, and increase youthful stamina. Despite the success, our scientists remain hard at work pursuing the supplement industry's next great youth energy and weight loss enhancer. After much research, we're excited to announce the release of our newest, most potent Charger Pack yet, the Charger Test Pack. Featuring a brand new testosterone-infused formula, the new Charger Test Pack is supercharged to offer men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Increase energy and stamina. Increase muscle tone and get lean. Increase testosterone and libido with the new Charger Test Pack, available only at Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
About 3 till, we'll finish with an odd one here. You know how the saying, no good deed goes unpunished?
Mm-hmm.
Mom from Long Island could be the poster child for this one. After she donated one of her kidneys to save her boss's life and wound up getting fired.
Because she missed work.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Debbie Stevens, 47, mom of two, worked for 61-year-old Jackie Bruscia at the Atlantic Automotive Group as a clerical worker in 2009. When she learned that her boss, Jackie, was ill and needed a kidney transplant to survive, she told her she had already found a family friend to be the donor. But then, out of the goodness of her heart, Miss Stevens said that she'd happily donate her kidney if the original donor fell through. Well, as a matter of fact, the first donor didn't work out, and she asked Debbie if she would, in fact, still be willing to offer her kidney. And, of course, she obliged. Turned out it wasn't a perfect match for her boss in the organ donation department. However, by giving her kidney, ultimately, she was able to move her employer up on the list. Now, she went home sick due to the lingering effects of her heroic surgery, Jackie, her boss, then called her at home, scolded her for taking sick time. Then she wound up being demoted, and she was fired from the company shortly thereafter.
Holy cow.
I mean, now Debbie's lawyers are certain that her boss set up the entire thing as a scam in order to get her kidney and had no intention of ever keeping Stevens around after the surgery. Yeah.
That's awful.
So that's
karma's going to come back for this guy.
Yeah, yeah. A gal. Yeah.
Gal,
that's
sorry.
A Jackie gal. Yeah, that's just ugly on so many
yes, sir.
Levels. So.
It's awful. Where did you hear about that?
I mean, I got the story right here, so that's it.
I mean, what state? Where?
Oh, this is in Long Island. It's in New York. So which is your better side? New research shows that the left side of the human face generally more appealing to others than the right side, which may help explain why people who are portrait folks tend to paint their subjects left profiles. I mean, I don't know if that's true or not, but you know, can always find research that shows almost anything. All right, here we go. On this date in history, in 1704, the very first newspaper, remember them? Remember newspapers? In the United States, it was the Boston, Massachusetts New Letter, that's what it was called, was published. 1800, on this date, the United States Library of Congress was established when President John Adams signed legislation.